Two in the 1980s. Two friends would not put on weight in the same way, despite having the same name. Setting off towards the sea in their swimming costumes, with the glasses of the moment, they hugged each other on the beach, with their hair loose, promising each other a sort of loyalty, which was also possible considering the antique furniture and the light that entered their houses. By the sea and in the city, it is better to invest in friendships tested by time and style. Kiara wasn't interested in being liked, and she did nothing to hide it. She experienced the chatter like the buzz of far-off insects that weren't her business, but if anything, layabouts, busy performing at their best on Saturdays in the neighborhood. And if she had bad experiences, she used them as an extra card to end boring conversations and to go home with no explanations. Everyone knew about her and the boy with the rowing boat, the disappearances in the afternoon, and that storm when everyone thought they wouldn't come back. The humidity of the night had exhausted them. They were still shivering and holding each other close for warmth. Then, swaying on the sea that was settling down, they were towed. Kiara looked straight ahead as she had always done, and when the sound of a word reached her, she turned to understand, missing it by a whisker.